for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday afternoon service of December the 28th, 1990. The holiday week teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody is the speaker of the afternoon.
We have mental and emotional problems and will to do the wrong things. We make many mistakes in physical matters. We don't know how to take care of our bodies, or we don't care about the consequences of our actions. We abuse our bodies and then expect God to instantaneously heal us or rid us of the physical problem. We make many mistakes in spiritual matters. There are many reasons why we are unlearned in the ways of God. The church allowed Satan through the centuries to take away many of the true teachings of God. God may be bringing the teachings back in the end times. Do you think God is bringing the teachings back in the end times? Do y'all think so?
Amen.
That's the impression I have. That the real truth of the Bible is beginning to come back again.
Right.
We make many mistakes in material matters. We don't know how to handle the material goods that God has given us, such as money, property, and so forth. We are not good stewards of what God has trusted us with. We do not tithe and give offerings, and God curses us with poverty and want. If you make a mistake of not following the Bible, leadership of the Holy Spirit, or perfect will of God, then God will not bless you. He must turn you over to Satan to curse you. Satan will attack you until you seek God, repent, break curses, break demonic ties, cast out demons, and finally start following the Lord. It's pretty strong, isn't it? Do you think God is going to bless you if you don't follow the Bible?
No.
I mean, do you think God is going to curse you if you disobey His word? Absolutely. But see, Christianity tends to overlook that. We think, well, we can just do anything we want to, and God just has to bless us. Nonsense. God does not have to bless you. It's up to you. A little saying I have is, if you follow half the Bible, you're half blessed and half cursed.
Right.
Wonder where that leaves you, half blessed. And that sounds like you've been neutralized. Doc? Okay. Come on up here, Doc. Unless you, I'm not sure the microphone, can the microphone pick him up? Okay, come up here and repeat that again, and I'll, last time I was impressed that, I had a lot of good comments yesterday, and the microphone probably didn't pick it up. But repeat that again.
I said, you made the statement that demons can't force you to do anything, or the devil can't force you to do anything. But if you have yielded to him, or if your ancestors have yielded to him in a way that you have, he has obtained a foothold in your life, he can make you extremely miserable in your life. And he can drive you and drive you and drive you to the point that you will give in because you're so absolutely miserable. You've got headaches, you've got nervous, you're fearful, you have anxiety, you're throwing up, you've got diarrhea. And he can give you all types of symptoms to make you absolutely miserable until you give in to him, if you have yielded to him in this area.
Okay, stay up here a minute. I may want to use you. Okay, let's discuss it. That was a real important point, and I debated over it myself in a lesson, trying to crystallize this where you can understand it. Okay, now, let's say the first time you sin, do you get a demon? Well, probably not. But suppose you repeat that sin. After a while, you get a demon. Now, you didn't get a demon immediately or the first few times, but after repeated sin, then you've opened yourself enough that you got a demon. Okay, so now you've got a demon. Or let's say your ancestors did a lot of bad things. Maybe they were Satan worshipers, they sacrificed children, and so they brought down this stuff down upon you. It was very strong. Okay, so either through your ancestors, or another way is let's say your ancestors were sexually immoral. So then you come into the world with its sexual demons. And you become sexually immoral, and so you go ahead and you repeat it over and over again. So you've just, your ancestors were very immoral. They put a lot of familiar spirits and so forth on you. You came into life with demons in the womb. Okay, then you add to that. So you keep strengthening this. Now, okay, so let's say you're to the point where the demons are very strong in your life because either you and or your ancestors have yielded over and over again in this area. Now, okay?
Romans 6:16 says, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness?" The more you yield to sin, the more you become a slave of it. The more you yield to the devil, the more authority he has over your life in that area. And if you ever, you know, God made you a creature of free will. And if you ever get to a point that there's something driving you to do it, that you can't not do it. I used to smoke, and I always use that as an example. I was like Mark Twain. Mark Twain said anybody could stop smoking. I've done it 1,000 times. I was like Mark Twain. I quit 1,000 times, and I put those cigarettes up there, and after 2 days, they just seemed to, you know, just to say, "Come hither," and I could not smoke that cigarette. I got so uncomfortable that, and once I smoked it, it was just like a pacifier. All of a sudden, all the symptoms would disappear. And I could not stop until the Lord Jesus Christ set me free. And I tried for years until the Lord Jesus Christ set me free. I could not stop. I could not be delivered from that bondage. But the Lord Jesus Christ set me free from that bondage, although I tried numerous times to quit. And that was a demon of bondage.
Okay, you see, we're beginning to zero in on this. The more you yield, the more you do it, the stronger it gets, the more you're a slave, the harder it is to quit. Okay, so you see how it builds up? And it doesn't happen instantaneously. It builds up over a period of time. Now, so you get to the point that the demons are so strong in you, they make you so uncomfortable that you want to yield. Okay, but by and large, I don't run into people who haven't reached the point of no return. Okay, just a minute. Okay, so what I see is it's still your choice. Okay, now the demons may be making you so uncomfortable, and it's been such an ingrained habit, but I still see it as being your choice. Okay, now, let me get some comments from the audience. Ruth?
Well,
come up here. I want to get this on the microphone if it's worth recording here.
I think one thing we've become very strongly aware of is the importance of protecting children. Because I think a lot of things come into children when they're very vulnerable. And they have my parents had no thought of this kind of thing. They never even had any knowledge whatsoever on it. And I know things that I have battled all my life are things that became strongholds from the time I was a child. And they were lies the devil told me. And I believed them because I didn't know what else to believe. And just within the last 6 months, I had a tremendous deliverance. A tremendous thing lifted off of me that was a lie from the time I was a child. And I can see, I can receive the word. I mean, you can have an intellectual knowledge, and you can hear and you can understand it intellectually, but until that becomes part of your spirit, it's no good to you. I mean, you know, it's like salvation. You know about salvation, but unless you receive it for yourself, it's no good to you. And there are things I have been raised in the church to know. Of course, I've always known the devil was a liar. But there was a day just recently that the vision of him being lying to me and me getting past that lie, because I could go so far in my spiritual life and I could not get over that hump because there was a block. And the Lord released me from that about 2 months ago. And a tremendous thing lifted off of me, and my vision became clear, spiritual vision became clear, and everything. And we see it in what we deal with daily. The things that before the age of five even, that have come into a life, are so hard to deal with. And they're things that drive a person, just like you said, drive a person that they might even not even be aware they've done it. They'll look, stand and look at it. I've seen it right in my own house. Something has been done, and the person stands and looks at it like in disbelief. I didn't, you know, and they say they didn't do it, and I truly believe they didn't know they did it. You know, and so those things, the importance of working with children and protecting them is so crucial. It's just so crucial.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Rudy. Do you have your hand up? Come up here.
Well, that just fits right in with what I was going to say. We had a person here last camp meeting who they said was schizophrenic, and they would leave their consciousness, didn't have any understanding of what they were doing, and wake up to find themselves in a strange place. I don't understand this. I always thought, you know, we had, you know, the devil couldn't make me do it. But when you hear these testimonies that say, hey, you know, I wake up and I don't know where I'm at. All of a sudden, this other personality come and took me over. And, man, now these are strong things. The enemy really is coming down strong against the people. And I'm sure this had to build up over years or come through a bloodline, blood covenant with Satan or whatever. But there is a strong bondage, and there are ties that can draw us into circumstances where we are not happy with, and say the least.
Right. Thank you, Dottie. Just a second, lady, sister. This particular individual was born with 11 demons. In other words, the child got 11 demons in the womb. Now, did the child do anything wrong?
No,
it was the ancestors. So the ancestors committed enough sins, there were 11 demons that came into the child in the womb. Now, the child went into life. First of all, like what Ruth is saying, most parents are ignorant. We are ignorant. We were ignorant. We didn't know how to protect our children. Not only did we not know how to protect them from outside demonic forces, we were so ignorant. We even did things ourselves, you see. Okay, so now you've got your child, and the years before the age of accountability, which nobody can tell me exactly. I think it's about 12 years old, but nobody knows exactly when the age of accountability is. All right, so now you've got your ignorant parents who don't protect their children, and not only that, they commit sins themselves, which open the children up to demonic attacks. So now the child goes through its innocency, open to demons by the parents. Okay, now once you reach the age of accountability, then you're supposed to know right from wrong. So now God holds you responsible. Okay, so now you go through life, you go through your teen years, which you should be accountable in your teen years, and you get into your young adult years, and you commit all these sins. So you just add on top of all this other. You add on top of the demons that come into you in a womb, you add on top of your ignorant parents, opening up to demons, and then you add to it yourself because of your sinful nature and your unwilling, your ignorance, your unwillingness to follow the Bible. So now you've, like we'll tell people, let's say this lady comes to us or this man and you're 30 years old, and I'll say, well, you spent 30 years and 9 months collecting demons, and they'll look at you. Okay, so this is what happens. See, all these things come up to a point. Okay, and by the time you're 30 years old, you may be very demonized. Okay, you may be very much in sin, committing things that you shouldn't do. So it's a strengthening process. Satan doesn't come to you and knock you down and put you in gross sin. Satan is a gradualist.
We do not believe that all demons come out at one time. It's like peeling an onion. You take one leaf, and it takes many leaves to take off of the onion before you've peeled it. We have done great research here on ancestral curses. Wynne Worley's understanding of ancestral curses come from our research here. That's where he learned it here. We have done research in these other areas, and there's no way that we can stand here in one session and cover all the things that you have brought up today or that others have thought of. because it's a thing that takes many sessions and much teaching and much research in it. And we deal here mainly with one subject, mostly at a time, each session, not several subjects or several different situations. We work with one subject and cover that as best we can so that we understand that. Then at another time, we take up other sessions. And if you'll come here over the years, you'll find that we cover all of these areas very, very, very thoroughly. And we deal with each one as we work with it. We practice what we preach here. And when we deal with a subject, then we work with that subject. And we have been, we came here, this place exists because of deliverance. That's why Lake Hamilton Bible Campground exists. We are the foremost deliverance ministry, as I know, in the world today, Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. Now you say you're bragging. Well, no, I'm not. Because that's the purpose of this place, and there are ministries over the world that have come because they have come here and learned of deliverance, and then they've gone forth. The ministry of the tapes and the books and things from this place literally have gone around the world. And you'll find many books that are written, and a lot of the books that are written, they have gleaned a lot of their information from tapes that they've gotten from Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, and then taken that information and simulated it and written books or articles or used it in their writings. That's fine. That's wonderful. We don't care how it gets out, just so it gets there. We believe that we need to take a subject and deal with that subject. Now, if we're praying with somebody privately, then we may deal with several subjects while we're praying with them, but not always everything that is needed, because you cannot take a session and deal. Now, there are many people that we have dealt with many times, and generally it's a different subject that you deal with. And if you come here to the camp meetings and in the deliverance services, we deal with these different subjects, and we deal with them publicly here. And you can enter in, or you can sit there and be a knot on a log. Or you can enter in and receive that which the Lord has for you. And generally, this week has been a very unusual week. Unusual. Everybody who's ever been here can say that. We've had wonderful meetings, but we generally are packed to the doors, and even sometimes have to open up and set this area over here for the people as well. But this is the weather and circumstances and the financial turmoil of the world today, and all has had effect on here. But that does not affect the presence of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the glory of the Lord in our midst. And that very presence is carried forth in the tapes as they go forth, and in the word that is taken out of the tapes. And if you read the excerpts in the magazine that come from the services, you will feel and realize the anointing of the Lord, and that which is in that tape, you will get the essence of it as you read that, and you will feel the anointing of the Lord. And if it's something that you need, you feel, get that tape.
That's okay. Thank you, Brother Glenn. I might add a few comments along those lines. What we try to do before we come to a camp meeting is I try to...
Let me add one more thing for the tape. We have been almost 40 years between us here in this ministry, and we are not experts. Well, excuse me.
Praise God. What I do is I try to set aside one Sunday a month for research and writing, and I try to work on a subject that I haven't covered. Now, if you get our deliverance manual, I estimated one time that between Early and I, we spent a year and a half of our life writing that manual. Now, that's about three quarters of a year for Early and about three quarters of a year for me. So that's about a year and a half of work, or you might say a year and a half of our life has been devoted to that manual. Since we've been up here, I guess we've taught probably somewhere around maybe 75 different lessons. Now, these are different lessons. These are not repetitive. Okay, the lesson I taught you today is not in the manual. It's a brand new lesson I've never taught before. So, if you look at the manual, I don't know how many lessons in there, maybe 100 or something like that. So, the body of knowledge about deliverance is very vast. And I add to it, really, every time I do research, because, like I was saying, I find there are things that I didn't know. Okay, so what I do and what Glenn is talking about is take a lesson and develop that lesson, teach it and minister on it, and bring in maybe new knowledge to the body of Christ. God has given early and I some revelations nobody else got. We got them before they got them. Then we passed them on. So they weren't ours, really. And they weren't our proprietary information that we could go out and copyright and sell.
That's right.
They were. God just happened to use us because maybe we needed it. Maybe we were ministering to somebody who was very difficult at the time. And so God would give us the knowledge to minister to that person, and then that knowledge would be new knowledge to us. So deliverance is really so simple that you can teach a small child who is a Christian to cast out demons. And the demons hate to be cast out by a little child. They really hurts their pride. Okay, so how do you cast out a demon? Very simply, in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 16:17. Signs will follow as they believe, and in my name they shall cast out demons. Signs will follow those that believe, your believers. In my name, the name of Jesus Christ, they shall cast out demons. Okay, any Christian can cast out demons. Now, but when you get into the body of knowledge, it's constantly growing. See, Satan has spent thousands of years learning how to trip you up. He knows human nature. He knows how to trip you up. Okay, so we're just finding out his tricks. It's the tricks of Satan. Earlene and I, we by and large, we work in the area of God's discipline. Okay, most of the Christian world concentrates on God's love. Okay, we concentrate on God's discipline, his punishment, and so forth. What happens to you when you don't follow the Bible? Okay, so today I just simply wanted to really zero in on agreeing, binding, and loosing. The principles of agreeing, binding, and loosing. And I appreciate everyone's comments. It's always interesting to me how God will help me out by bringing people to comment on the lesson. And I welcome your comments, good, bad, or indifferent, whether you agree with me or don't agree with me. I welcome them because sometimes I see God putting things together, just like yesterday. God helped put that lesson together. I had absolutely nothing prepared other than just what was in my mind. And I wasn't thinking about doing anything like Glenn suggested. It sort of surprised me. But see how God helped me, how he helped me, how he put the thing together, how comments came forth. And then I began to see how God wanted me to minister. Okay, it became very clear to me God wanted me to minister on fear. Okay, so then I zeroed in on that subject. But see, you helped me. You helped me. I didn't have to do it by myself, and the Holy Spirit worked with all of us. Okay, so this lesson is to help you understand the principles of agreeing, binding, and loosing, and properly apply those in your life. Now, I don't have a particular list of demons that goes along with those, so I'm just going to use common demon groupings. But first of all, I want you to stand up. And we're going to pray. Let me get my list ready here. Father,
forgive me
where I have misunderstood and misapplied
your word.
Help me
to truly understand
the principles of the Bible.
Especially in the areas
of agreeing, binding, and loosing.
Help me to meet
your requirements
so that I will have
your power
to destroy the works of the enemy.
Forgive me
where I have made mistakes
in tactics in the war against Satan.
Forgive me
when I said
the devil made me do it.
Help me
not to be
my own worst enemy.
Lord,
I now pray for myself
this deliverance service
and this camp meeting.
Please have your way, in my life, and the lives of others, so that we can be set free.
I agree with
all the provisions in the Bible.
I agree with God,
with those present,
and those who pray for the camp.
We agree
to deliverance
from the demons and those present.
We bind the forces
of demons inside
and outside
of anyone present.
We loose ourselves
from the demons
and command
that they come out of our bodies
and souls.
We ask these things
in the name of Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
Master,
and Savior.
Amen.
Okay, you may be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against these demons, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. We come against every spirit of rejection. Now come out of the people. Spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother and father, rejection by brothers and sisters, rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-rejection, fear of rejection, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We come against all hurts and deep hurts, roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. We come against spirits of touch-me-not spirits, inability to give and receive love. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now. Come out. Inability to give and receive love, touch-me-not spirits, conception and lust. Come out. Spirits of conception and lust, we bind your power and we drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now. Loose them and set them free. I remind you, demons, that you'll be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. I remind you that you'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Now come out, spirits of bitterness. Bitterness, ruler of bitterness, roots of bitterness, come out in Jesus' name. Resentment, hatred, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of hatred and self-hatred, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Resentment against those who have mistreated us, come out in Jesus' name. Now loose the people and set them free. Every form of bitterness, every spirit of bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. All bitterness, the whole family of bitterness, all the roots of bitterness, we break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of rebellion, roots of rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruler of rebellion, we drive out every spirit of selfishness, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. I go. Every spirit of rebellion. The Bible says rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I break the tie between witchcraft and rebellion. I drive those spirits out in Jesus' name. Now go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of rebellion and witchcraft, we command you to go in Jesus' name. All self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Idolatry of anything, we call you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We command every spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, those three common demon families, to come out and bring your works in Jesus' name. We command all the other common demon groupings and their families and their works to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of strife, accusation, judging, criticism, fault-finding, insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out the little-eyed demons that keep us from thinking about ourselves the way we should. Come out all those little-eyed demons. Come out spirits of passivity, funk, indifference, listlessness, lethargy, come out the devil's deeds, depression, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of contention, strife, argument, quarreling, fighting, control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty, sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations, paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, confusion, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness, doubt, unbelief, skepticism. Come out in Jesus' name. Jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger, competition, driving, argument, pride, ego, impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism, false burden, false responsibility, false compassion, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, cruelty, fatigue, heaviness, gloom, burden, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving, sexual impurity, lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Urania, Subud, Latahan, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Unitarianism, any lodges, societies, and social agencies using the Bible and God as a basis but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' name. Occult, Ouija board, palmistry, death, indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, mind-binding, confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, occult spirits, spiritism spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego, fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, fear of authority, lying, deceit, pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, affectation, theatrics, play-acting, religious spirits, ritualism, formalism, legalism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, religiosity, spiritism, seance, spirit guide, necromancy, false religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism, covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, discontent. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings. We command you to go and take your friends with you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every curse. We break every soul tie. We drive you out in Jesus' name. We break every demonic tie. We command you to go. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Every demon that we've taken away your legal right, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Okay, I got a few minutes before 5 o'clock here. If there's something you want to be prayed for, raise your hand and come up here. And I'm going to pray for you and everybody else at the same time. Any demon I missed, you think that that you want me to call out, come up here and we'll do it for you and everybody else. Noah, come up here. Come up here so I can lay hands on you and be by the microphone. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against any inherited spirits of gluttony. We break those in Jesus' name. We command those to come out of Ruth and out of anyone here. We bind your power and we drive you on. Come out, inherited curses of gluttony. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break your power and we drive you out. Come out, inherited curses of gluttony. We come against any and all spirits of gluttony. Come out, spirits of gluttony. I like to eat fatness, inherited curses of gluttony. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We break every inheritance, every demon. I drive out every demon that comes in through the physical. I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any demons that are coming through the physical, the spiritual, we break your power. We drive you out. Come out, inherited curses of gluttony. Your power is broken. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose Ruth and everybody else in here and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. I come against every spirit of gluttony. I like to eat fatness. Come out. Self-pity, self-reward. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I go. Self-pity, self-reward, self-gratification. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of self-pity. I call out spirits of self-pity in Jesus' name. That's right. And spirits of come in, the spirits that eat for insecurity. Come out. Demons of eating for insecurity and inferiority. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Loose her and everybody else and set them free in Jesus' name. I go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons of gluttony, the whole family of gluttony, I call you out. I drive you out in Jesus' name. I break your power and I come out of the people in Jesus' name. Spirits of gluttony. All the whole family of gluttony and inherited gluttony, we command you to go in Jesus' name. I go. Come out of them. Come out of the people in Jesus' name, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer and the unity of the spirits, we command you to go. I want all these demons to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of Ruth. All these demons. Come out. I command the roots to come out. I rip the roots out in Jesus' name. I rip those roots out in Jesus' name. We command you to go. Now loose her and set her free in Jesus' name, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus. You have no choice. You will go. In the name of Jesus Christ. She doesn't want you and we don't want you. And we break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Praise God. Okay, who's next?
I have a cough, you know, and somebody said that, you know, from smoking. And I didn't smoke.
Okay. So it came from your husband, the nicotine, being in the house with him. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, let's come against nicotine. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against spirits of nicotine. Nicotine that would come in through the husband. We command those to go in Jesus' name to come out. Spirits of nicotine that would come in through the husband. We bind your power and drive you out. That's right. Now come out. Spirits of nicotine that would come in through the husband, through other people, through being in public places, through at work and so forth. Come out. Spirits of nicotine, the taste of nicotine and the smell of nicotine and so forth, and cigarettes and smoking. Come out. All smoking, cigarettes, nicotine, habits and so forth. We call that the habits of smoking nicotine and so forth. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. The habits of smoking nicotine, the smell and so forth, we command you to go. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. The spirits of nicotine, go in Jesus' name. Go. Either come in through us through our own smoking or through someone else smoking. Come out. Spirits of lung cancer. I call out spirits of lung cancer. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lung cancer. The black lung and so forth. Come out. The cancer of the lung. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The cancer of the lung. Emphysema. I call out spirits of emphysema in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of emphysema. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Diseases of the lungs.
Come out. Diseases of the lungs that come in through smoking or come in through pollution, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, the diseases of the lungs. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, all the diseases of the lungs that come in through cancer or air pollution, I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Any demons that come in through air pollution or through smoking, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I call out all lung diseases, viruses and infections and so forth. Come out. Weaknesses, sicknesses, and diseases of the lungs, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my sister and out of everybody else. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose her. Loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names, you have to go. You must go in Jesus' name. All smoking, nicotine, cigarettes.
The stink of death to come through.
Okay. Okay, we command the sting of death to go out. Come out, the sting of death. We break your power and drive you out. The sting of death. We drive out the sting of death. Out of her and out of anyone else. Come out, the sting of death. Your power is broken and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, loose her and set her free. The sting of death. We break your power. Now come out of her. Come out of her, the sting of death. I drive out death out of anyone in here. I command the spirit of death to go out of anyone in here. Death due to cigarettes or death due to other things. I command the spirit of death to go. The sting of death. I come against any death wishes. Come out. Any spirits of death wishes. I command spirits of death wishes to go. Spirits of suicide and death wishes. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Go. Spirits of suicide, death wishes. The sting of death. I command those to go in Jesus' name. Suicide, abortion, killing, murder. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now be gone in Jesus' name. Okay, what was yours, sister?
Thoughts of unclean spirits. Just come in there.
Unclean spirits. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against unclean spirits in our sister and anyone else here. We bind your power. We drive you away in Jesus' name. Now come out. I call out sexual impurities and deviant spirits and sexual demons and unclean spirits and sexually unclean spirits. Unclean spirits for any reasons, we command those to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Unclean spirits for any reason, I call you out and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, the unclean spirits. Sexually unclean spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of fornication, adultery, homosexuality, spirits of the vicer, spirits of incest. Come out, loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. Now come out of her, come out of her. The spirit of the vicer, the spirit of incest, unclean spirits, homosexuality, fornication, adultery, sodomy. Come out, oral sex, anal sex, kinky sex. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these tormenting spirits that torment the mind, I call those out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these tormenting spirits. Come out of the organs. I call those demons out of the organs, out of the sexual organs, out of the reproductive organs, out of the men, out of the women. I call those demons of sodomy out of the mouth and out of the anal area. I call those demons, come out, spirits of anal sex and oral sex. The demons in the taste buds, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. That name above all names. You have no choice. You will go. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these sexually unclean spirits, we command those out of my sister and out of everyone else in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free. All these sexually unclean demons, we bind your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Thank you, Lord. Okay, who wants to be next? Praise God. Just keep on coming out. All these demons that we've called out, keep on coming out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, I take authority and dominion over every spirit that has been lost its home here today. I bind it to the day of judgment. Ask for the angels of the Lord to keep them, Father, and bind them up. Thank you for the angels that are here to minister with us. Thank you, Lord, for their protection and for the protection of the blood of Jesus over us. I praise you for it and I thank you for it. Father, I commit these spirits to your keeping through your angels. Father, any spirits that will yet come out because of this service today or those who hear this tape, Father, I thank you that you shall bind them and keep them and judge them at the day of judgment through Jesus Christ, the righteous judge. I thank you for it. Now, Father, I pray the Holy Ghost to fill every area of the vessels here today or that shall listen to this tape, that there any place vacated, that there be no place for any...
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.